It's the Afternoon Underdogs on 790 KRD. Now, here's Tony Bonetti and Dave Jennings.
No Child Left Behind was put to the test yesterday as Jefferson County Public Schools go back for their first day. Over 100,000 students and relatively a quiet day except for one. Will Clark, I believe, one child took till what time to get home?
According to the district, it was just before 7:30 that they officially PM. Cleared the last kid from the bus system.
Do we know the age, school, or what time this young man or young woman got on the bus in the morning?
We don't, but thanks to the wonders of open records, we should know in 3 to 5 days.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You should.
Yeah. You should. It's not going to happen.
Not with Will Clark.
Just text me, Mark Hebert. You know the information. Just text us and we'll figure it out. 7:30 is a little late. Yeah, Can we all agree with that?
He's hanging out with Marty Polio right now. He's continuing his tour of the district.
I just hope this isn't like this first grader thinking, school is this long?
I know.
On your first day.
So you assume worst case scenario. If this was, again, we don't know, but worst case scenario, if this was the first kid on, the last kid off, which it may not have been, and hopefully for this kid's sake it wasn't.
All right.
That's 14 hours. You could drive to Jacksonville, Florida with time to spare.
My daughter is 23 and still hasn't come home from eighth grade.
Comedian Alex Raimondo.
Alex, you went to school in third grade and emotionally haven't come home from that either. So let's all be honest here. Alex Raimondo, as Dave's or Dwight says, is joining us. Dave will join us tomorrow for the live show at Hot Tubs on
Southern Comfort Hot Tubs, 7501 Preston Highway. Plus on the show, comedian Whitney Cummings today, and then we also have somebody running for school board, I believe.
Yes, we'll talk to her. She wants to change the little things up at the school, which are fantastic. So
I have things I'd like to change too.
Yes, she has a list, and she wants to get on the school board, and we're going to try to help her. We're going to try to help her get her message out.
The last time that we had Alex Raimondo in on the show, it was 6 to 8. We were doing the 6 to 8 show. So naturally, he brought tequila, and I got a little bit tatered.
Yes, I remember that.
Shocking.
Yes. So I thought,
shocking. I'm a bad influence.
So I thought, well, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no way he's bringing in tequila this morning.
Of course he is.
And he brings in my favorite number one Reposado.
Oh my gosh!
It's my coffee. I'm sorry.
It's your coffee.
It's the Mexican coffee. I love it.
Well, you know what? Thoughts and prayers to you, Tony. This is we're well on our way to the scene of the crash.
Usually, I have to rein in Dave and him, and now it's them two on tequila for the rest of the afternoon.
And me figuring out how to call Uber.
Yes. Oh my God.
Actually, I'm doing research to see if you can just sip all day and maintain.
I can.
Let's get to this explosion in Evansville. You are from Evansville. I took my daughter on a visit there at the University of Evansville. I thought it was a cute little town. It's not very big. You grew up there. This is the second explosion in about 10 or 15 years. Do they think this is some sort of drug-related or a gas leak? Or how? Three people are dead.
I mean, they're still looking into it, but you see the pictures of the neighborhood? If that's a gas leak, that gas built up for quite some time because the house in question is gone. Like, it's not like, oh, hey, there's part of the house right there. It's like there's just a hole.
It's disintegrated.
And then there's 11 houses immediately around it that are just uninhabitable because it blew up so violently.
Where in Evansville? Is this in the middle of, obviously, residential, but is this – it's not a very big town.
It's not far from the University of Evansville.
Okay,
gotcha. About a mile up the road.
Okay, gotcha.
To put it in perspective, it's not all – because the Roseanne house is right across the street from the University of Evansville.
Okay.
Right. So it's about a mile from all that.
Stop. The Roseanne house? What do you mean?
The house they use for the exterior shots.
Yeah.
That's out of Evansville?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Evansville's a cute little town. It's a cute little town. Now, you ran out of there as fast as you could after graduation.
Well, I got kicked out.
Wait, what was the name of your high school again?
Gibson Southern. Are you talking about the elementary school?
Yeah, what was
your... I was the Fort Branch Twigs. We were the Fighting Sticks.
They were the Twigs.
The Fighting Sticks. they were the Twigs. You know what? You got to set the bar somehow.
Seems on brand for me.
Okay, so we'll keep up on that story.
What's the skinniest girl in the school? Always the mascot? How do you do if you got a stick for a...
We never had a mascot.
We have a lady that works in accounting that looks like a stick bug.
Well, Dwight's checks just stopped clearing.
All right. Well, she's got really long arms. She's really thin. She looks like a stick bug.
You're not making this any better.
I don't know what her name is. Hey, stick bug.
The OCD in me wants to. I want everyone to be quiet real quick. This is not okay. Our equipment that you're hearing this hum in the background.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I want everybody to be quiet so they can hear the. That is the fan that's still going on because we have not repaired the air conditioning in our studios. I'm not complaining. People work outside. I know it's hard to do that to people, postal workers and roofers. I get it. But I'm just saying, as a broadcaster, I hate the hum in our ears, and we're going to get over it, but it's not us.
I feel like we're doing the show from a B-17.
I really do.
I thought we were about to have an Evansville moment.
But we're going on, what, 10 weeks here, right?
Yeah, I think Ian's been keeping track. I think we're like 81, 82 days.
Okay. Well, I will say this. I went to our brand new studios downtown yesterday.
Oh, they're so awesome.
To do this computer crap or whatever they had me down there for.
That's a technical term.
It's like 60 degrees in that place. Yeah, and everyone was wearing sweaters and complaining about how cold it was. I can't wait to get down there.
How many times have you gone to a place going, this is kind of too nice for me to work in?
That was... yesterday.
All right, okay, or get in someone's car where you're like, I don't know if I see it even ride in this car.
I will say this. I drink a lot of coffee and a lot of water during the day.
Really?
Do you want to know what the very first thing I did in our brand new office?
You looked for the coffee machine.
No. Oh, I know.
Oh, the bathroom.
No, he texted me about the coffee machine. He broke it in. 3 days before.
He broke it in.
No. I walked into the women's restroom by mistake. I had to pee.
By mistake.
There is a very clearly labeled sign that not only says women's, but it has the picture of the person in a dress.
I know.
He still went in.
He said by mistake.
The sad thing is that Dwight has Dwight privilege. So when the women go, oh, Dwight.
I almost drove to that place this morning because someone on your Facebook said, where's the new studio? And you said downtown. And so that's why I texted you this morning. What's the address?
All right, let's get some national news in. Pete Davidson is in trauma therapy following Kanye West's attack. Kanye has been very vocal. He didn't like the fact that Davidson was seeing his ex. The latest attack was on Instagram. It was posted by Jesus Walks Rapper. That's Kanye, who shared a mock-up of a New York Times front page that read, Skeet Davidson is dead at 28. It seems very Jesus-like to post on Instagram. Thank you, Kanye.
So wait, not only does the Lord have an Instagram account, but yes. He's making fake New York Times pages?
That he wants to kill Pete Davidson, correct.
I thought he changed his name to Yee.
How many times?
He changes his name more than Madonna changes outfits.
I'm 53. He's Kanye.
Wait, okay. Yeah, right.
Wait, so how long is it before he just turns into a symbol? Because that's where we're heading, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So Pete Davidson is in... trauma therapy.
What? Because somebody said something mean about him?
No,
you know
well,
what?
In that the is kind of scary.
Look, the Pete Davidson could never work here because our staff meetings are way more traumatic than that.
There's no doubt about that. And I don't feel sorry for Pete Davidson. I mean, the guy is very successful and he's dated the hottest women on planet Earth. So good for you. Do your thing. Cracker Barrel is a juggernaut. You want to know how many people go in a Cracker Barrel every single year? Raimundo, take a guess. How many people walk into the 600? All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, the 660.
Just walk, or are we counting like people
eat.
Who roll?
They got to eat. Okay. Well, roll too.
Yeah,
660 stores.
I would say at least 4 million. And I have another answer. Okay. Not okay. Me.
230 million people go into a Cracker Barrel every single year.
Wow, I was okay. Close.
Is that unique visits or total?
That is total visits. Okay. So if I go five times, I would assume they have 660 locations, but they want to step it up because they're not making enough money, so they're going to go more high dollar food and like appetizers and selling alcohol.
They already do that.
Maybe I'm stepping in.
Maybe if they had number one.
Because I had to explain to my kid the last time we went into Cracker Barrel, because they have, remember that ice cream pop that looked like the spaceship, but it was red, white, and blue?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have like a drink where it's that with the...
It's in the bucket of ice up front.
Yeah, and then there's the...
That's where you get the sun-kissed and
yeah,
all.
But yeah, but they have like an adult beverage that has that with that ice cream pop in it. And my kid goes, I want the ice cream pop drink.
Oh, man.
So, thanks, Cracker Barrel.
But every time I've walked in, they go, hurry, you're late. And I don't don't know what that even means.
An apron comes flying at your face.
You better have at least 3 stars on it, though.
I gotta hand it to Cracker Barrel, though. Every time you walk in, there's plenty of tables. Nobody's there yet. And they say, it'll be about 30, 40 minutes. What? Here, just wait in this gift shop with your kids with all these toys and
Christmas
candy.
Is coming.
According to Cracker Barrel, Christmas has been coming for the last 4 months.
Do they sell any of those?
That's almost every American.
That's what I said. Right. That's what I said. Look, I like the food. The pumpkin spice pancakes are ridiculous, but here's where they're going wrong.
Pumpkin spice, really?
Yes, they're Come delicious. On, they're delicious. All right, so I'm not going to deny a good food to me because it's unpopular. What? I walk against the grain.
No, it's not. It's not that it's unpopular. It's that it tastes horrible.
What
it's
does your husband order?
So where they're going to go wrong? The people that go into Cracker Barrel, they're a certain type, right?
Yeah.
Overalls, a lot of denim.
So you're basically describing
slow walkers.
A lot of extra insulation.
Yes. Yeah. They're also going to start selling that plant-based Impossible sausage.
That'll go over well.
And the vegan sausage.
That'll go over well.
Don't go to Cracker Barrel for fake sausage.
The old guy in Iowa is not going to put up with that.
Is it a fair statement to say that Cracker Barrel is just an upscale Waffle House?
Ooh.
Right?
No, because
Waffle House knows good and well if they ever thought of introducing something vegan, people would burn it down. Right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, you don't want to do that. All right, time for the joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we got a real comedian.
All right, yeah.
But we're going to give the immunity music just
in
case.
Of course. Nonetheless, you get...
Oh, is it me? Here we go.
Hold on. We have rules and regulations.
Comedian Alex Raimondo joining the show. He's actually going to be in town one show only on Sunday, August 28th. One show. Don't miss it. My favorite comedian. And he's sitting right here for joke of the day. It's Alex Raimondo.
Wow, there's a little pressure there. All right, so I don't know if you guys know. By the way, I got a news break while we were talking.
A little news break.
Someone said, great to hear you on WHAS.
Oh, my gosh.
I've opened a bottle and drinking with you.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's convenient.
We always bring the best out of
people. Does he need the tequila for the joke?
I was saying, thanks for listening, Mom.
I don't know if you've heard, but the latest craze is glass coffins. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And when they asked the public how they feel, they said, remains to be seen.
That is your joke of the day, August 11th, 2022. Going to be a fun show today, guys. So stick around.
Hey, look at this. We got Alex playing air drums to Alex.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
It needs a mic.
It's really good, too.
It's one of my favorite intros ever. It's just simple.
Simple.
A wee bit of a celebrity here with us today, and her name's Haley Hansen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So nice to be
back. Yes, all right. We've got three partially Latinos here, all right? Hey, one, two, three.
Neveras?
We're both, you and I are kind of the halvesies.
Pretend Latinos?
I was adopted into a white family, so it's barely. So
technically, we could say one of these things just doesn't belong here.
Hey, what's everybody looking at? We do have comedian Whitney Cummings joining the show at the bottom of the hour.
I know
Haley would like that. Also, comedian Alex Raimondo joins the show. He's at the Comedy Caravan Comedy Club. One show only. It's a Sunday show, end of summer show on August 28th.
I'm changing the name. End of summer, I'm changing it to Make America Funny Again.
There we go. It's the greatest, title ever. I run with it and put the tour together and let's go. All right. So we have Crusade for Children Trivia. We're on the road tomorrow, so you were nice enough, Haley, to come in today.
A day earlier and a segment earlier.
I know. I'm throwing you off.
It's a little, it's fine.
Did you get your donut?
Not yet.
Okay, and is that the magic drink?
No, it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to see what we can do.
Okay, all right.
I'm also actually sweating. I'm never hot.
What?
Ever.
You're always hot.
Yeah.
I won't even call HR on you.
Well, there's no HR.
Right.
It's Wild Wild West. So you're wearing a long sleeve shirt. No, don't get me wrong. I love it. I think it's a great looking
because
shirt.
Because it's freezing in the newsroom. It is because Will Clark Sasquatch turns the air all the way down. So it's freezing. And I'm only comfortable when I'm in here at the end of the night with Terry.
Oh.
It's the only time I'm comfortable.
All right.
But now I'm hot, so I'm something's off.
It's, well, usually it's Dave and Haley and Dwight sharing their brains to answer 8 of the next 10 questions correctly, and I donate money to the Crusade for Children if these knuckleheads can get it done. So now we're replacing Dave's giant brain with Alex's brain.
Dave Sasquatch brain.
I'm not sure if that's a plus or a minus here, but we're going to find out.
I'm going to take a sip before we start.
All right, hit the music. Let's do this. Again, Crusade for Children trivia. 8 of the next 10 questions correctly. We're at $120, so I'll add $20 to that. We'll go to $140, $140 if you get the next 8 of 10 questions correctly. Question number one. Are you ready?
Number one.
Number clon.
Come on.
Number clon. Which writer was the first author of the 1976 book's Roots saga?
Alex Haley.
There, boom. Della.
Another Alex.
Boom.
Going on with the Alexes?
Van Halen, Raymundo, and Haley.
That's right.
Final answer, Alex Haley.
Alex Haley.
Correct.
What? I mean, Alex and a Haley.
Get your wallet out.
Are you more surprised that he had that answer than any other answer in this history we've been doing
this? No, because I know he has a weird fascination with Roots.
He does.
So he's kind of a weird guy. I knew he was going to get it.
I knew the answer, and I almost yelled out Kunta Kinte.
Because
it's a name that's associated.
We would have also accepted Toby,
right?
As a child watching them cut his foot off, I was changed right at that moment. Question number two. Which band member of Alice in Chains died of a drug overdose?
Lane Stanley.
There you go, ding. Hello.
Lane Stanley.
Staley.
I need a final answer, please.
Lane.
Toby?
It's one of the two that you just chose.
Staley.
It's Lane Staley. Lane Staley.
I'll go with Lane.
There we go.
Correct. Staley.
Yeah.
Lane Staley.
Well, in some countries.
In the South End, they throw an N in there.
Hey, you seen that Lane Stanley guy with the chain lady band?
Man, I like that guy.
She's good.
This next one is multiple choice.
Seems like a dude.
So allow me to finish the question before you answer.
Why are you always looking at me, man? With the...
I don't know.
Okay. Attack the white person.
You are the minority.
You're the minority. He is the minority. Hello.
We got our own Latino tour going on.
Bing, bing, orale.
Who or what bird was the first to be domesticated by man? Was it the goose or the pigeon?
It has to be pigeon, right?
It has to be
right?
The pigeon.
Pigeon, yeah.
Right, all three.
Unless some weird farmer.
The worst problem was, after that, he got pigeonholed as being a family bird and not just a wild bird.
Okay, I think we're going to go with pigeon.
Got to go with pigeon.
Going with pigeon? Final answer, pigeon.
Final answer,
pigeon. As the first domesticated bird by man.
Come here, pigeon.
What is a good...
The goose. Is
I didn't
the
know
proper
it was domesticated
answer.
Yet.
I didn't either.
The ones
either.
Here sure aren't. They chase Will.
Son of a. All right, you're 2-1 now.
Oh, no.
All right, you can only miss one more here.
Palms are starting to sweat. I'm so nervous.
I still don't believe that.
I don't either.
Science question. Science. Category is science.
I'm a scientist. In
oh, thank right goodness answer. We have Dr. Fauci.
Possibly I can help you. I'm here. Nice guy.
Is what it COVID is, based?
What is the rim?
Excuse me?
Hey. What is the rim?
That's when a man loves a woman so much that he says, you know what, honey? Your pleasure is better. What was the... I'll finish the question. I'm sorry.
What is the rim that's right before the black hole call?
Okay. Same thing. That's when a man loves a woman so much that he says, honey, your pleasure is far more important than germs.
There was a movie.
Oh, Space Odyssey 2001.
No,
that's what
that's
it's called.
Not the name of the scientific name of the rim.
Oh, okay.
Outer perimeter?
That's an answer.
It sounds like a scientific answer.
It sounds important.
It's a pretty common name. If you hear it, you're going to go, oh, darn it, I should have known that.
Oh,
there was a horror film in the late 1990s named these two words.
Oh, no.
Perimeter, outer.
I love horror movies from the late 90s.
It was really scary, too.
What?
What?
Lawrence Fishburne is in it.
Of course, Gremlins.
Yes. That makes total sense.
It's called the gremlin. Yeah.
Final answer, you dumbasses don't know.
No, I don't know.
Event Horizon.
Oh, every, yeah,
it's Event Horizon.
Yeah, I never heard it. Yeah. Never heard of it.
I don't know. Okay.
Hey, honey, you reached the outer perimeter yet?
Movie sucked, and so did that answer.
It sure did.
Look, I've done this before. People are like, hey, your question's wrong. How can my question be wrong? Right. Shut up.
You've been wrong before.
Right? Yes. Shut up.
You're leading me before to drink.
Okay, you guys. Question
are you sure
five.
He's the one that's leading you?
Julia Child, known as the French chef, was born in what country?
America.
America, yeah, right?
Final answer, USA?
Yeah. USA.
But then she
Julia
moved,
Child.
And that's how...
Can anybody do... Can you do a Julia...
Julia Child!
Yeah, she's...
Oh, my little rumpkin of a bake down here! That's my Julia Child.
I did not care for her show.
Chubby just went away.
I didn't care for her show. I thought it was childish.
Born in the good old USA?
Yeah, American.
Yeah!
She is American.
There's three out of four, right?
Yes. I think.
All right, NFL question.
Okay.
Come in.
NFL question.
Go sports ball.
Question six. Crusade for Children trivia. They've already missed two questions, so they got to get all of them right.
Well, the streak ends here, I'm sure.
What NFL player has won the most MVP awards? The number is five.
It's got to be Brady, right?
It's got to be Brady.
It's got to be Brady. It's not Brady.
Oh, okay. And then it's probably Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
You think?
You know what?
What do you think, Haley? That's what I want to know.
No, I want to point out that you did cheat by immediately just shaking your head no when you said Brady. It was just like,
I think he was cracking his neck.
No, was. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
Let's go with Captain Forehead.
Final answer, Peyton Manning with five MVPs of the NFL most ever?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I don't feel.
Oh. Hey!
Good job.
Let me ask you a question.
Thinking John Elway too, but yeah.
So okay. Manning's known for the Colts, right?
Yeah.
The other team,
the Broncos.
But mostly known for the Colts.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got this horses. All this real estate up here. Why didn't he go to We Grow Hair Indy?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't think even them can help that for
you. Yeah, I know. It's got a six head.
And after every game, it was just real red.
I know.
From the helmet and the forehead. It was always there.
Right. A six head.
Question seven.
Siete.
Ooh.
What popular coffee drink is named for hooded monks?
A latte? I
don't know. No, latte's milk, so it would be a cappuccino.
Orale.
As a cappuccino.
I like that.
Because it's just...
Do you have an answer, white man?
As lads would say, cappuccino.
Thank you.
Final answer.
Hey, Suzanne, you use it in a sentence. Suzanne, would you like a cappuccino?
Coffee drink named after Italian hooded monks?
Cappuccino.
The cappuccino monks.
Correct.
The cappuccino monks. They invented that drink.
A lot of foam. It's not a good drink. Just get a latte.
Okay, this is a... Okay. So let me finish the question, Dwight.
Okay.
Okay? How can you tell if a cranberry is ripe? When you throw them to the ground, they bounce or they don't bounce?
I'm going to say they don't bounce.
I would say they don't bounce because they don't bounce.
They get them in water. They go to the bogs to get them, and they're all floating at the top in the water. So that makes me think they bounce.
You're so smart.
Really?
I think.
Okay, Chubby's back.
Okay, so are we bouncing?
Let's go bounce.
Bouncing. We're bouncing.
We're bouncing.
Final answer, cranberries bounce if they're ripe.
Bouncing baby cranberry.
Yay!
Way to go, Haley.
Thank you at the end.
Haley.
Is this I'm getting the last nervous one?
There's she's two flushed more.
Oh, my God.
I am so nervous.
I feel like I have a long sleeve shirt on.
I really am sweaty. I'm not even answering these stupid questions, and I'm stressing out. God, you're not going to get this.
Oh, come on. Give us some. Come on.
Not with that attitude, we won't.
All right. You can figure it out. Just use your damn analytical brains. What two words did Jim Henson combine to make Muppet?
Puppet. Puppet.
Marionette and puppet.
Ah, yes, marionette and puppet.
What about Muff and puppet? Yeah. a Muff puppet.
Alex, can you please give me your final answer again?
I'm going to go with marionettes and puppets.
That sounds good. Yeah. Hey. Alex.
That's how it's done.
Alex.
Teamwork.
Viva Mexico.
Yeah. All right, fueled everybody. By tequila.
This next question's for Dwight.
Why
because you know
me?
Little
so many.
Little chubby Dwight back in the day in his little karate uniform.
He was right. Husky. Let's husky. Be polite.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, trust me. Everybody in Bacon's knew what I was as soon as my mom walked in and said, "Where's your husky section?" And she held my hand and walked through everybody.
Cute little husky boy.
So, hard Mr. Husky Little Karate Kid.
All right, here we
go.
She
put the karate kids that aren't as, just, you know, they don't have as much athletic ability, so you put them in karate.
I beat
so
the hell here out of a ham sandwich.
What color of the belt is right below the black belt?
In Taekwondo, it's brown.
It's brown.
Karate, yeah, right. Same brown. Thing, right, yeah?
No, it's not same thing. Brown, but a brown belt is right below.
I think it might be red. I think you're right.
If it's Taekwondo, it's a brown belt.
It's brown, okay.
You know what? I'm going to go Latino on this. It's brown.
It's brown.
Okay, all right.
It's
brown. You're going brown. I'm feeling brown.
Color
I got to go
skin.
With my culture.
The final answer for what color of karate belt is right below the belt is Latino.
And you get the money for the kids. The kids will not suffer. They will not suffer this year. They will get the money, and I can't believe you pulled that off. I'm sweating through this shirt right now.
Oh, my God, we made it.
I want to thank my grandmaster, Kwan Sung Lee, that taught me as a kid, and I had to snatch an M&M out of his hand. It wasn't a pebble.
Right.
It was always
well,
an
M&M. Well, he knew what motivated you.
That was quicker, yeah.
A piece of chocolate.
Well, I want to rock. And he said, oh, M&M's. That's M&M.
Haley Hansen, we love you. We'll see you later. Go get a donut.
I'm going to go get a donut.
Go get a donut.
Bow. All right, welcome back. Yesterday, Jefferson County Public Schools got back to school. Plus, there was a celebrity kickball game down at U of L.
There was? Is celebrities in parentheses?
Well, the only celebrity was Jack Harlow, and then everyone else was famous probably 10 or 15 years ago. I'm sure it looked like fun.
Did Fred Cowgill sue anybody down there?
Not today. No? Not okay. today. So we'll keep you up on that. All right, Alex Raimondo joins us on the show today.
Aki.
Alex, how are you?
Aki.
That is your... I see you're sipping on your number one tequila.
Yes, he
always,
is.
Always.
Yeah, that's... I said that the Reposado is my favorite, but actually it's my second favorite, the Extra Añejo.
They're all pretty, man. They're all pretty.
They're all good. They're all great.
The bottle's
they're
pretty.
They're all great. Yeah. Well, I can't throw away the bottles. The bottles are so beautiful, and this is true. I use them now for decorations in my kitchen.
It's Christmas time. Put some lights in them and you're rolling.
Right.
All right. Be careful next time you step on a spider or your wife screams for you to kill it. You do
no,
that.
No,
now,
no, no,
Susan.
I scream for Susan.
Yeah.
Susan comes and kills the spider.
Alex, who kills the spider in your house?
Me. And you know what? I'm not allowed to kill them. I have to relocate them.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
My son is he's 19.
Good for
and
him.
That is the one. No, he's deathly afraid of them.
What?
I'm like. Are you a man?
Right.
You know, but my wife, she screams, but hands me like a terrarium of some
right.
kind, a
yes.
little mini.
To move.
You've got to pick. You can't hurt it and put it out.
See,
there.
Occasionally I'll kill the spider, but it's no treat for my wife because I get psyched up and I start cussing it like it's a real person.
Yeah,
and I get real aggressive towards it. And then after it is dead, I got to keep stomping. And the worst thing for me is, if I try to kill a spider, I got to have proof of death. If yeah. there's no if there's no body afterwards,
yeah.
I'm not going to sleep awake that night.
I don't mind spiders. I'm not going to let it crawl on my arm.
Right.
But I don't mind it because they kill bugs. All right. Ooh. They do a good job of cleaning up the house for us.
Hey,
trust me.
You know what else? You know what else kills bugs?
What's that?
Bug traps.
All righty. So PETA wants the man who started the brush fire. Did you see the brush fire in Utah? He tried to kill a spider and started his 60-acre brush fire.
Oh, what? What was he trying to kill it with, a magnifying glass?
I don't know. PETA is asking. PETA is asking for the Utah County attorneys to charge Corey Allen Martin for attempting to kill a spider when he allegedly started a 60-acre fire in Springville this summer. They want him to be arrested for cruelty to animals. Is that cruelty to animals on a spider?
No, spiders are off limits.
Think of all the spiders that died in the 60-acre fire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think that's what they're talking about. Yeah. This is what they're saying.
I think PETA should make a memorial to all these spiders that... of the 60, right?
I think they're charging you for the endangering the
other
arson.
Animals also, yeah, yes, yeah, other animals. Yeah. Let's go on there. It says the animals likely suffered and died painfully in the fire while no humans were harmed. Utah's animal protection law does not include spiders.
I really want to know how he was trying to kill that spider that started a fire.
Right.
I started a fire. I tried to kill the spider.
Is that worse than starting a fire than the gender reveal parties that go wrong and start a fire?
Right? Those go wrong.
I hate those.
Yeah.
Now I hear Billy Joel.
That's not the song he's singing.
Weed didn't start. No, but I want to hear Weed.
Oh,
didn't
okay.
Start
I was
fire.
Gonna say,
I'm trying to find a story at my computer screen.
Okay. Alex Mundo joins the show. But yes, spiders are not included in that on that list. You still have the God-given right to kill a spider in your own home.
Yes, you do it. And you know, I have to go back. The gender reveal things, and I'm going to sound horrible, but that's just white people stuff.
It is.
that is no nothing doubt. That Latinos do.
No.
You know, if we find out we're pregnant, that's a surprise. Hey.
It is the most ridiculous development. I thought the couple showers, once we went from just women doing showers and eating cakes and having tea, and then now all the guys had to go. That was about 30 years ago.
Yeah, turn in your man card, boys.
What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing?
Gregory Foster has made his love for hot peppers into the record for the Guinness Book of World Records. Guinness just confirmed that Foster's newest record, he downed 17 ghost peppers in 1 minute. That's the seventh.
That'll start a fire.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then. Seventh hottest pepper in the world on the Scoville heat unit. It measures 1.041 million units. In comparison, the jalapeno is just 2,000 to 8,000 on the measuring scale. But the hottest pepper, and I ate this with LMPD with Lamont Washington, was the Carolina Reaper at 8.
Yeah.
How many did he down? 3 in 8.7 seconds. I
got to
tell you.
I don't care. It's not healthy. You can't eat those things over and over again. There's no way.
Well, I don't know about those there, but I'll tell you this. I usually, and I already ate, but I usually carry serrano peppers in my pocket.
Okay.
Everywhere I go. Only because I cannot count on a jalapeno anymore.
Right,
they're
correct.
They're just not hot.
They're mild.
But health-wise, I think it's really good for you to be eating spicy food.
I think it is too.
On the regular.
Not that.
Not that.
Not,
you're right.
Not that. What you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, when you put the word reaper in what you're eating.
Not good.
Okay, I want to get back to the jalapenos because I eat about 4 jalapenos a day.
Yeah.
I smoke them when I smoke briskets, ribs. I always throw some jalapenos on the smoke. I wrap them in with chorizo and bacon, all kinds of stuff. But I will tell you, sometimes I'll get jalapeno and nothing.
Yeah.
And then the next week, same store, it'll light me up. I'll be sweating.
Yeah, yeah,
I went through a stage where I was doing the hot sauce on, I was Hillary Clinton. I was walking around. I had a hot bottle in my pocket all the time, put it on eggs, sandwiches. Everything was just better with heat. And it does get your temperature, your body temperature up. You sweat a little bit. I think there is something health to it. But these people that down that kind, you're putting that kind of stuff in your stomach.
Yeah,
all at once. It can't be good. It's like joggers. They jog for 23 miles a day. You're not going to be good in 20 years. Your body's going to be wrecked.
Your knees will be shot.
Yes, that's something you and I would never have to worry about. All right, I've got to mention new coffee and donut shop, North Lime Coffee and Donuts. It's at the Westport Village. They actually have two locations now. So these are made on the spot. The donuts at North Lime are not made at a central location. They are made on the spot. They're about $1.50 to $3 a piece for a donut. That's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm just North Lime Donuts. So look out for that one. I just want to mention that.
Hey, before we get out of here, by the way, comedian Alex Raimundo joins the show. He's coming to town for one show only, and do not miss it. It's hilarious.
My end of summer show.
It's the end of summer. What a way to celebrate. He's going to be in Louisville off the road back here in his hometown. Well, second hometown, adopted hometown. One night only, August 28th, the Caravan Comedy Club, 459-0022. By the way, Whitney Cummings, another comedian, will join the show. Plus, we're going to be talking school board and more. And somebody, maybe three people, might walk away with Boss Gags tickets. He's coming to Iroquois Amphitheater.
It's the Afternoon Underdogs on 790 KRD. Now, here's Tony Bonetti and Dave Jennings.
All right, folks, welcome back. We've been very vocal on this show about the school board.
Yeah.
The school year starting again yesterday with pretty much no problems so far, but we have we have been very vocal, not just vocal, but we've dove into these issues for Jefferson County Public Schools, trying to help. We've criticized. A lot of people are unhappy, and now this encompasses from taxes to a policeman in schools,
school resource officers,
and where we've gone in the last couple of years. So, Dwight, we've said we want people to run against the school board now.
Absolutely.
Because the current school board is made up of people we believe do not have our best interests.
They certainly, in my opinion, this is my opinion, the school board certainly does not have the children's best interests at heart. They have some kind of agenda, and it's crystal clear as we bring in Misty Glenn, who's running for school board. Misty, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Listen, we need more Louisvillians like yourself to step up and say, here I am, send I. But at the same time, you're putting yourself out there. And let me tell you, it's a difficult thing to do, but God bless you, you're doing it. What called you to step up and say, here I am, send me?
Oh, a lot of things. But I think that the biggest things for me is the experience that my son had at a JCPS school, with bullying and being abused by another child and nothing really being done about that. And then just seeing kind of how we went downhill with the COVID, the MTI and not really a lot of instruction going on, the masking, knowing that there's no one else in the county school-wise wearing a mask, and yet Jefferson County Public Schools sent our children back to schools yesterday with their face masks.
Do you find it hypocritical? A couple of things. Number one, if you're at a school board meeting, you have to wait for hours to speak. Then you have 3 minutes if you're not shouted down or you don't have your microphone turned off. But also, I find it bizarre that they do not want school resource officers in there, armed resource officers, no matter how many guns we have every single day. But yet every single school board meeting, they have armed LMPD there. Do you find that hypocritical?
I do. I find it hypocritical that the safety of our adult school board members are more important than the safety of young children inside the school.
Misty Glenn is running for the 6th District School Board in Jefferson County. What neighborhood is that?
It's from Fern Creek all the way to Broadway.
Okay.
So my high schools are Mel and Moore, and then a whole host of middle and elementary school.
And who are you? What are you, a mom? What's your job? What do you do, Misty Glenn?
Yeah, so I'm a full-time mom, but I'm also a full-time corporate trainer at a local specialty pharmacy on Blankenbaker Parkway, and I do college instruction and healthcare facilities at Ivy Tech, Harris College, and Vincennes University.
What were some of the, give me one thing you're going to attack. Let's say you get elected at the 6th District School Board. What's the first thing you want to kind of flip or try to address first?
Obviously, I think the first thing we have to address is the mask. But before I knew that they were going to mask children, it was safety of our teachers, bringing back some behavioral consequences to our students so that our teachers aren't afraid to come to work because they are resigning and quitting at an alarming rate. SROs in the schools, we can't have what happened in Texas happen at a JCPS school and then decide to do something about it. At that point, it's too late.
Hey, Misty, this is comedian Alex Raimundo, and I applaud you for getting involved. I think as a parent, I think that's the biggest issue. We all have to get involved, and I say that, and right now my wife is listening saying, I need you to get involved because she's the one that gets me involved. We have to be educated in what's going on. We have to pay attention. The world would wake up to what's happening all around us and say something. So I applaud you for that. And I'm going to give you a great campaign slogan, if you don't mind.
Sure. I
think you need to stand up and say, I'm Misty Glenn. I'm running for school board District 6, and I'm here to accept your resignation.
Yeah!
I love it.
I love it, too. We're talking with Misty Glenn. She's had enough. She said, oh, here I am. Send me. I'm going to run for the school board. But you mentioned the teachers' resignations. I want to talk about that. They're, teachers and JCPS, they're resigning. It's a mass exodus. And I had a conversation. Listen, teachers, because of the show, they reach out to me constantly. I talked to a teacher 2 weeks ago, and she said that she had to go through like a multi-hour training about pronouns and how to address people's pronouns and all this ridiculous, stupid stuff. I said, well, listen, at least you're a math teacher, so, you know, they can't. Because if you're an English teacher and you're doing they for a single person, it flies against English, the English language.
Can you diagram that, please?
A person is not a person is not a they. So I said, well, at least you're not an English teacher, you're a math teacher. The teacher responded me to me and said, you would think, but now I'm being told that there's more than one right answer to a mathematical equation, and saying there's one answer could be racist. And I find that absolutely ridiculous. My point is, I don't think we need to go far right. We certainly don't need to stay far left. We need radical moderates.
Common sense.
Common sense.
Common sense. Yeah. I mean, that's confusing to an adult. Imagine to a child.
Yeah.
Right.
Kids can figure things out along the way, but we got to help them with this. It's gone too far. Misty, we wish you so much luck. Is there anything you want to wrap up before you go, or you want to mention anyone else that's running in other districts that you think have a chance to flip this board come November? Because this is just the beginning for our show. We want to get as many people that are running for school board to get rid of the folks that are on the board now and getting some new blood in there. Misty, you want to wrap anything up?
Sure, yeah. We have 4 seats up for election this year. So in 1st District, we have Charlie Bell that is running on the same platform, basically, that I'm running on. Steve Ullum is in District 3, and Greg Pichetti in District 5, and then, of course, me in District 6. And then if I could just give your listeners my website, it's www.mistyglinn, and that's glinn.com. And you can just learn more about me and make sure that I'm the candidate that you want supporting the teachers and the students. Of course, giving parents a voice.
Hey, Misty, by the way, you can share that campaign slogan with all of those people you mentioned. I think that would be awesome. We are here to accept your resignation.
I am here to accept the resignation of my opponent. For sure.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to piggyback, and I want to end on this. And I've said this multiple times. I don't ever recall an election being more important than I do the one this November.
Yes,
and
sir.
That goes for school board, city government, state, and federal. There's never been a more important election.
It's not hard. It's a little edit button on Twitter. I'm tired of deleting and having to go. There's no apostrophe yet. I know. I just want.
And plus, people, if you
God change it, man.
God forbid you, by accident, or talk to text, it comes out Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U-R-E. And the people, they miss the message, want to crucify you on the wrong your.
You know what I hate is when you're typing, texting something, or writing in an email, and then it's starting to generate other words, what it thinks. And you're counting on it to get it for you.
Correct.
And it doesn't even have any idea. And it gets to the second to the last letter, and you're like, you know what?
The smartest computer in human history can't figure out what word I'm spelling.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You're such a dumbass that we have no idea.
I have no clue
what you're trying to spell.
And the funny thing is, the smartest computer is on the other end of that phone. It's us.
Yes.
We're
the smartest computer. Yes. Right, yes.
I mean, look at this. I didn't know I was going to do that 2 seconds ago, and my arm just did it.
You're just doing it.
I just did it.
Well, don't do that with your other hand.
We got Windows in here.
Come on,
News Radio 840.
Somebody get a squeegee.
WHAS, that's Tony Bonetti. Comedian Alex Raimundo joins the show. He's going to be at the Caravan Comedy Club for his end of summer show. It's only one show only.
That's the one in the Highlands.
Yeah, 459-0022. Do not miss this. So,
the
Alex,
original.
The original. Switch names and all that.
So I got to go back to the start of your career. You're in Texas, and I find it amazing. It's a testament to loyalty. Yeah, it's a testament. It's just a friendship. You're working as a bartender, and Ron White comes in to do stand-up, and you guys just hit it And you've been best friends ever since. You toured together. He went out and did the blue-collar comedy. You did the Latin Kings of comedy. What's the story? How did y'all meet there?
Yeah, that's it. He walked up doing amateur night, asked for a tequila and a Budweiser. I was the bartender. I facilitated the fun, and I still am,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah, absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And yeah, it's... I drove up to Cincinnati the other night to see Tater in Cincinnati.
Oh, did you?
At the Hard Rock there. And his girlfriend... Right when we saw, we hadn't seen each other since Cabo
yeah.
when we went down there, and his girlfriend goes, "It's just amazing. The second you guys see each other, just this light turns on and yeah. this friendship. You can just
right.
feel it."
That's awesome.
And Ron was just like, "We've just had way too many good times together, and we just know they are going to keep coming. So it's a big smile."
Well, you've done your best to try to ruin that relationship.
We have.
You've married into the family. You went into business together. These are all warning signs of how do we ruin this relationship?
Tony, I'd never considered that, but we really have thrown everything at it.
Yeah, trying to ruin it.
Yeah, I mean, and I you know, he, by the way, everybody, Ron married my sister.
Okay, right. Got you. Right,
yeah,
right.
Don't confuse that. I always have to correct people because they always go, "I thought you married Ron's sister." I go, "No, Ron's sister
right.
looks like Ron."
Your sister is quite beautiful. Yeah. Can you hand this note to your
I
sister
appreciate
next
that compliment,
next,
Dwight.
Next time you see your sister, can you hand her this note right here? And
standard DeLoe yeah. for
okay.
Dwight.
I appreciate it. Okay, but
it says Dwight likes you. Do you like Dwight? check this.
Get a return, Dwight. Who? So okay, but every time that I would call you, when you and Ron would be out on the road. On the way to the golf course, are you a big golfer still? Or
I'm not. I'm a big golfer. I'm not a good golfer. Ron's a good golfer, and I just don't take it serious. That is, I excelled in all the sports when I was a kid. You know,
I was
all-star baseball, a defensive back, most interceptions, and I was a quarterback. And
awesome.
I was good.
Right. Yeah.
And soccer, but golf, I took it up when I was 17, mm-hmm. and we were, smoking cannabis, and it was the one thing that I was like, I don't care what I do here.
Of course.
And I just learned the game as long as I look good, you know,
yeah.
I wear the right outfit and I have fun, and my clubs are cool. It's like fishing. I could care less if I catch a fish.
Right.
It's about the hang
Correct.
With my friends.
Yeah.
So I do golf. It upsets Ron because he's like, you're such a great athlete. You should take a lesson. I go, why?
Why? I'm having fun.
Why? I'm having a ball.
Well, you, us, Ron, we're all somewhat close to the same age.
Right.
And he's hanging it up. This is his last tour. He said, that's it. I'm done. I can't see you ever doing that.
Every time
I see you on stage, it seems like it's your heart.
It really is. I'm still trying to figure out what I think about everything, you know, and that's why I love getting up there. I recommended it to my kids, you know, and they're...
How old are your children?
19 and 23.
Right.
And over the last 7 years...
Boy, girl?
Girl, boy.
Girl, boy.
And over the last 7 years, I've said to them, you know, and by the way, they're both making music, Apple, iTunes,
yes.
Spotify.
Well, pimp it right now.
Yeah,
well, how can they look it out?
They just look up, my son is Raymundo, all lowercase. That's R-E-Y-M-U-N-D-O. And by the way, he's been doing free concerts every Saturday this summer.
Where?
Random spots, random
okay.
parks. Only one time have the cops shown up and given them a little hell
right,
about
right, yeah, yeah.
But you know what? The generators, amps, they pull it
Love
out
it.
There, and they're averaging 60 to 110 kids.
Wow.
How does that make you feel? Like following your, you know, you did the circuit.
I'm not going to lie. I get emotional now thinking about it. You
yeah.
know,
it's good music, though.
Yeah, it really is. My wife and I, you know, we're the roadies, you know, and so are the other parents. We're out there helping, and it's fun to watch. I'm holding a flashlight on him, and I sit there and I go, God, he's great, you know, his presence, all that stuff. But and my daughter as well, she's amazing, Mariah Raymundo. So just Mariah Raymundo, and it's cool to look on Spotify and SoundCloud and all those platforms, and it's not just me anymore.
How's he different than you?
Oh my God!
Everything or not?
No,
he's creative. Obviously,
he's so similar to me in many ways, and in many ways, when I think he's not like me, he's exactly like me. And you know, he's defiant. And sometimes when I get upset with that, I'm like, "Well, where did he learn that?" Right. And Ron said it the other day. We were talking about something, and he goes, we said something about something. And he goes, you're Alex Raimundo. You do exactly what you want to do, and that's it. And that's the truth about my son. And as much as it frustrates me, sometimes I know where he's headed, so I'm secure in it, you know? As a father, you know, you just try to get them to avoid any pothole in the road.
Better the odds, narrow the focus, and then watch the play.
There you go.
Get the popcorn and watch the play.
I will say that your drive was amazing. When it comes to comedy and your craft, I remember you were the first national touring, one of the first national touring comedians that was making it work during COVID.
That's true.
You were finding a way.
I cried a little bit. Right
no, but a lot there. Of no. people, a lot of people in the entertainment industry, they were hunkered down. They were miserable. I saw you.
I was miserable because I was hunkered down.
Right.
I've been 27 years, and for the first time, it felt like
you
it.
Were. I have to tell. During that period, you were. It was a rough.
Does it drive you nuts? Does it? Do you start to get depressed if you can't get? If you don't have an outlet, does it get to you? Because for me, it
you
does.
You know what it was? I think. I mean, I love working at home. This was one of the reasons I love Kentucky. We were working on horse fences yesterday for at least 2 hours in the morning, and I love that kind of stuff. But I got everything done on the honey-do list, and then more, and then I'm helping neighbors, and then, you know, but I was just like, you know, and what I discovered was Facebook Live a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And I never, ever thought I would like any of that kind of stuff,
right.
But people were kind of chiming connecting, and I was like, I'm missing the live show, and what I did, I want people to know, even though I own this tequila company, I'm just like you. I'm 3 months away from being homeless, you know,
right.
Like most of America, and I was not working. And for 30 years, I've done 150 shows per year, and in 2020, I did three, and I went and did a private party in Florida, and I was like, oh my God, the world's living, and I went, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. So I found states where I could go to work, and we followed all the rules. Every room was less than 110, you know.
Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, you know, what's the difference? There's an electricity about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was a great golfer, but there's just an aura or like an electricity about him that people just, they light up. Ron. Like when we talk about him, when we would give tickets away, I knew of him and I thought he knew he was a comedian, but that people, it is phenomenon. I'm going to ask you,
it's phenomenal.
What is the charm about him and why was his, what does he have that people just, I mean, it's insane.
Brevity.
We have like a box and we'll give away tickets and people will drive from to win a pair of tickets for him. What's his, why?
It's his talent of brevity. He can use the least amount of words and make a great point, and it's exactly what you were probably thinking. And it's just he's great at that. I was watching the other night. I watched him do his first show in '87, and I've seen so many of his shows. But the other night, I'm just sitting in the back going, "This is great." It's his choice of words, his simple man. Approach to it, his common sense approach to it, he sums it up.
Do you think he's going to be happy in retirement? Because, like I said, I can't see you retiring.
I think he will because he's been doing it just like I have, you know, 150 shows a year for 30-something years. But he's been at, 2,500 people every single show, and that's a machine. That's a machine. And that can get a little, I mean, I don't know, but he's still going to do stand-up. He's still going to go do shows here and there. He's just stopping the machine of constant touring.
I got you.
Well, Murphy and Seinfeld tried to walk away. They're back.
Yeah.
They're doing stand-ups. It's hard not to get back in at the pulpit.
We'll be doing all kinds of promotions. And here's his exact words. He goes, I'm going to quit working all the time so we can push Number One Tequila. And that's what he's going to do. We're going to find all the ways he likes to have fun, which is playing golf, which is doing benefits and doing things. And we'll center all that around what we're doing and promote our tequila.
Comedian Alex Raimundo is joining.
Not promote tequila. Share the fun.
Share the fun. Thank you, baby. I remember when I was with QMF, we would go to all these rock concerts.
It was like when Stevie died.
Yes.
With Kenny Wayne. And
right.
Who was the other guy that everybody was like?
Wang.
Yeah.
God, what was his name? John.
J- Johnny Lang.
Johnny Lang, yeah.
But Kenny Wayne Shepherd, you were like, oh my God, he's the other, the next.
We saw, because going back to the, and by the way, News Radio 840, WHAS, that's Tony Vanetti right there. This is
I was Alex helping Camille, the man out outside.
Alex Raimondo.
Helping him out. I'm like it.
You're the loading dock.
I'm like it. I sent you to the loading dock.
I know.
I sent you to the loading dock. You saw me pointing.
I saw you.
Go around the corner.
That's what they said to me when I came to the door.
Right.
They said, what time do you clock in?
Oh, I was like, Latino loading dock. Yeah, in the back.
Last time I went to a fancy steak joint with Alex, well, we were walking up, and somebody handed their keys to him.
You shouldn't have worn the vest that night.
Yeah.
Come on, Alex. You know better than that.
Well, we're waiting on Whitney Cummings. Maybe your joke, not mine.
Whitney's not coming?
That's right.
All righty, boys. You know what? I'd leave you alone for 4 seconds here, and this is what happens. All right. So till we get here, these are just five things that of the 1990s that did not survive, and I think we're happy about it. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You want to do that? Before she gets on?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a feeling.
We all remember Potpourri.
I'm so glad that's gone.
For some reason, moms dried flowers and put perfume on them.
I got a quick story.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
I got a quick story. My wife, around that time, and she was my brand new wife, me and my friends celebrate Christmas all the time, get together, gifts for each other. She said it'd be nicer if we make things. She made candles.
Right.
And the whole time.
That's awesome.
We had to buy all this stuff. I don't even like milk.
Right.
And I had to drink all this milk for months so she could have the containers to do the thing, and I was going, you can get a candle for 89 cents in any shape you want, any
but
color.
Alex, she
had potpourri in there. One of my friends,
she put potpourri in the candle.
In the candle, all this stuff. They were, and you know what? They were ugly. They were like a third grader made them.
Aww.
You're right. But my friends, you know, they, it was a little gift from her. One of my friends said he lit one one night, and now he's married to this woman for 20 something years. But he says, as they're starting to make romance, it was like fireworks started going off in his house, lit a fire, because it's the potpourri candle that she created exploded.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, wouldn't that be a fire hazard having dried?
Potpourri came in as fast as it came out. I mean, it was done. Potpourri was everywhere, and then all of a sudden, bye-bye. Thank God.
I think my wife had something to do with it. But here's all I'm saying.
People would buy these damn electric pots. Remember that? They would put it in there, right? Is that what I'm thinking about?
It was just dried up flowers with perfume on it in a bowl.
Supposed to smell good.
Yes, correct. Like cinnamon sticks were mixed in.
Here's what potpourri was good. If I walked in someone's house and I smelled it, I knew I didn't want to be around these
people. It depends on what kind of perfume you're using, too. Like, there's really good smelling perfume, like, you know, Estee Lauder or something like that. Then my wife, she'll go up to Walgreens and say, if you like Estee Lauder, you're going to love Special Lady. And it just smells like crap, you know? Hey, if you love...
The same letters, I think.
If you love Cher's Le Fume, you're going to love Fancy Gal from CVS.
Stuff the 90s.
You're going to love Sonny's Bono.
Stuff the 90s came in and out. Number one was potpourri. Number two is the George Foreman grill. The lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine.
I think we still
machine.
Have one.
Yeah, do you really?
I think we still have a version of that.
We do, too.
You know what?
This thing sold. I know that George Foreman became this pitch man, and he sold millions of these because they priced it at $20. Remember, everyone had a George Foreman grill.
That's why the ticket to my show on the 28th is $20, everybody.
$20. I think most Americans were like, wait a minute. You're cooking a sandwich at both sides at the same time? What?
Double grill.
So I had to do it. What do you think George Foreman's net worth is?
I'm going to say $150
million. I'm going to say $80.
$300 million?
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Wow, you know
he's
what?
A smart guy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is that George or his son George or his son George?
No, it's the other George.
And that's where I was going.
Or Georgette.
Friend of all of ours, God rest his soul, comedian Tim Wilson, had a song called the George Song.
Right.
And when he got to George Foreman, he goes, George Foreman, George Foreman,
right,
George Foreman. He stayed there till he got up through all of his sons. Nate, every one of his sons.
And Georgette.
Georgette.
Stuff that died in the 90s, wallpaper. It peaked in the 90s, and we haven't seen it since. Thank God, removing and putting wallpaper up. Sucked.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Why did we do that ourselves?
I don't know.
I think I have one bathroom in my house that has wallpaper. And by the way, whoever did it did a great job.
Right. Well, you got to line it up. Yeah. And that's why sometimes when you pull it off, it's just there's another one underneath. Because they were smart enough to go, why are we pulling this off? Just put it over the other one.
Okay. Well, what about
the room
this?
Got smaller.
This got fancy. Was this in the 90s? I don't care. Remember. They would take like a kitchen wall and you would take a sponge and put sponge marks.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Is that faux paint? No, that's
faux
that's,
something. Yeah, it was called faux.
Look at Alex.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm old.
How about Beanie Babies? A small shaped stuffed animal with beanbag filling inside. Yeah. It was huge money in the 1990s, and now they are worth almost nothing.
Okay, yeah. There's a great documentary on Beanie Babies, and I can't remember what platform.
Are you being serious? There's a great doc. You just said the words. There's a great documentary.
Oh, no, I'm
Beanie Babies.
I swear it is. Go ahead.
I have a new idea. I'm going to do a new thing like that called Beaner Babies.
Okay, come on.
Okay, what? What? They're everywhere.
Why not?
We're everywhere.
You can't say,
and now they're worth almost nothing.
No, the guy's name was Ty something. T-Y.
Yeah.
Okay, so he makes these Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
And then it takes off. So then it's at the height. He says Beanie Babies are going away on this date.
And he did.
No. That caused everyone to run out and buy as many. And the guy's already loaded. To clean the shelves of Beanie Babies.
Brilliant.
So they're all
gone. Brilliant.
They're all gone. And then the computers are starting to take place then. He has a website put up and it says, vote here if you want to bring Beanie Babies back.
It's what Dr. Seuss did 2 years
right?
ago. They canceled themselves.
Yeah,
hey, why don't we cancel ourselves and we'll get a drive on our books?
It's sales 101.
It's sales 101.
Supply and demand.
All right, here's one of these little dolls that are worth a little money now. Troll dolls were originally a big fad in the 1960s, and for some reason in the 1990s, they came back. It was a colossal waste of money. However, the original troll dolls of the 60s are worth up to $700 a piece.
Oh!
Wow. The ones in the 90s? Worthless.
Of course.
Nothing.
I remember those trolls.
You shook them around on the top of a pencil.
Yeah, if you want a pencil, did stuff like that. All right, that's stuff from the 1990s that didn't survive. We are still waiting, and I don't think we're going to have time for it anyway.
We're not going to get comedian Whitney Cummings, but we have had comedian Alex Raimundo. He's going to be appearing for one show only.
One show only.
It's the end of summer, right?
You know, it's the Make America Funny Tour
It's the Make America Funny,
Again Tour now.
It's going to be August 28th. Don't miss
this
show.
No holds bar.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
No holds bar.
All right, quick break.
Hang on. I want to know, where are you two children performing next? How do I come see your son play, or is he just set up and go?
He just sets up and goes, and I could find out, and before the show's over,
okay.
I'll let you know.
All right, you got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
You know who's in the band with him?
Who?
Steve the Mailman's kid.
No way.
Yeah. I swear, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We love
Steve the Mailman.
Steve the Mailman listens every day?
Nick Young.
Welcome to Louisville.
Jordan, Ty, and I don't know those guys' last names, but they're all amazing. There's a girl named Trinity, Jacob Nooney Baby, they call him. And there's just a lot of mixed parts coming in, and there's a guy playing guitar, and he is amazing, and I can't think of his name right now.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We'll come back. Yeah. We'll find out what Alex Raimundo's kid is playing next.